This is Toon Talk Weekly, episode 262. This week, I ask Brad a ton of questions about an anime he's been watching recently when we talk about the series Fairy Tail.
Excuse me, sir?
Natsu! We made it to Hargeon! Come on, get up already!
Is he all right?
He's fine. This always happens when he travels.
Never. I'm never riding a stupid train again.
If our information's correct, then we should find that salamander somewhere in this town. Let's go!
Just give me a second, would you?
Uh-oh, there he goes.
Day just keeps getting better. Yeah. Boy.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Toon Talk Weekly. This is the weekly cartoon podcast where we chat about a different cartoon every single week. I'm Jake Williams, but I'm not the only guy here. Brought along my good friend Brad Jablewski to talk cartoons. Once again, what's up, dude?
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well, dude. This is your show this week. I don't know how we walked into the... Well, I know how we walked into to watching this anime this week, and it's because this has been on your radar recently.
Yeah, for some reason, we're going to talk about Fairy Tail. I just went on Hulu, I don't know what, 2 weeks ago, and was like, you know what, I'm going to Japan here later this year. I should be a little more knowledgeable on some of the anime that's out there. I've watched a handful of One Piece, you know, but never made it through that series. I was like, well, what's popular here on Hulu? And Fairy Tail came up. I was like, okay, let's give this a try. And so I binged quite a bit of it, and it seemed like, why not talk about it here on Toon Talk? We don't talk about a lot of anime because it's cumbersome. There's thousands of episodes, so
yeah,
we will always sound like dummies.
Yeah, because there tends to be a very passionate fan base around a given anime or anime the subject in general, and so of course we don't want to like step on any toes. We are fans of anime. We just might not watch as much as you might in this case, right? But you know, I wonder if they separate people out. Like, you know how, like, if you say you like nerdy stuff, but you just like saw Star Wars a couple times, like someone calls you out on it. Is it like, oh, you like anime, but you only watch DBZ?
Right. Or like the gamers who like, well, I play games, but I play like Madden and
right.
Those kind of games. Like, yeah, I guess there are lines, right?
I guess that's in every entertainment property avenue. Fandom is broken. We can't win anyway. It's really funny though. Most people, dude, when they go on a trip, look for like, you know, travel books, recommendations, ask friends. Brad says, I'm gonna watch some anime.
Well, I figure like Japan or Tokyo, at least in general, is very pop culture-y. So I think knowing some of the images or references you might see, especially because we're going around Halloween, or we will be there during Halloween,
right.
So there'll be costumes. So knowing like, oh, that's Natsu and stuff like that will just be like a little I'll make it a little more fun maybe.
So you're gonna be so excited when you can tell people that you recognize Natsu from something.
Yeah, and my wife's gonna be like, I don't know what you're talking about.
See, here's the one. What is the anime? I'm terrible at remembering things. What is the anime we watched where it was like school-aged kids but they could go into some other dimension, and there was like a plant evil dude that showed up. Crap, I'm totally forgetting. You were into it for a while. I feel like it was about a guy writing in his diary or something.
Oh yeah, that one was decent. I watched all of that.
Well, whatever the name of that was like, I couldn't tell you who the difference between Lucy in this show and one of the girls that was like heavily featured in that show.
Yeah, I'm blanking on that, but that was like a one-off. I don't think there was like more like a Trigon and things like that, where it's just like 26, 30 episodes and it's kind of done, which is a little more manageable for most people.
Yeah, it was just a thing that happened and then that was it. Mm-hmm. So Brad is kind of like the resident expert here, of course. Expert in quotes here. Brad's watched way more than me. That's the caveat here. So I'll give you guys a little bit of background, what I've been able to research here. And then I think we're just going to kind of discuss the series, some of the characters, the world, and sort of where that goes. Because I am have only experienced the pilot, which is like both really informative at times, almost to a fault, and also sometimes very confusing because stuff just happens and I don't know whether I should be amazed that it happened or not.
Okay.
So the show Fairy Tale, spelled T-A-I-L. I would hope that comes into play later. Actually, probably just has to do with dragons, right? That's the only...
Well, you would have learned it from the beginning of the season because that's the guild, or the first episode, right?
I know it's the name of the guild. I just was wondering why they called it Tale instead of Tale, like book, novel. But who knows? Just a designation. The series actually came out in 2009. However, it was originally adapted from a manga series written by Hiro Mishima, and that series came out in 2006. So it took a few years to get there. Aside from the anime series, there has been a video game. I think there's been a film. There's also been some original animation that was produced outside of the main series. However, the series premiered in 2009 on TV Tokyo, ended in 2013. It also mentions that it started back again in 2014 and then ended in 2016. And I would be interested to know if that is new episodes or they just kind of like re-aired it in a way.
Yeah, I'm not sure. But look at that. Like, we're like almost 10 years late to this anime.
Right,
so,
yeah.
Which is, I guess, American culture for anime in general. It's like, oh, we just got this. And Japan's like, yeah, we're on to this other thing.
Yeah, nah, man. And as Brad mentioned, sometimes anime series can be crazy long, such as this with 277 episodes. It makes me miss series like Trigun that did like 120-something episode season and was like, yeah, we're good.
Mm-hmm. And is that 4 seasons or 5 seasons?
Oh, I have no idea how many seasons that ends up being. Because I think, don't they call them volumes instead or something? I feel like they label them differently.
Yeah, because I guess they're never really seasons because when season one ended, season two started and it was like, oh, on the previous episode.
right, exactly.
Damn it. What?
Yeah. Since we're talking about anime, and I know Dragon Ball Z is like the most anime of anime, like it's the anime people have heard of. I keep meaning to check out, I don't know if it's on Crunchyroll or VRV or something, but I feel like they just recently did a series where they basically took the entire DBZ series but like cut it down so it's more digestible. And I believe it's called Dragon Ball Z Kai. If anybody knows, toontalkweekly@gmail.com. I'm pretty sure that's what it's called, but I believe it's like cutting out lots of the filler that maybe doesn't necessarily add to the story. Like, you don't need the charge up for so many episodes is the joke, okay, of course. But I would love to get back into it because that was a show that I remember liking a lot. Well, it was one of the first Toonami, like popular Toonami shows. That's the reason I was exposed to it, right?
Mm-hmm. I bet the animation doesn't hold up. I know we watched Dragon Ball and we talked about that and that looked great. But I feel like original Dragon Ball Z may not look as good as we remember.
Yeah. Oh, it's pretty cheesy. But remind me to send you after this show. And people can go check this out if you want to. There's a studio in Detroit here that does animation work and video work and stuff. They did some ads for Ford, the auto manufacturer, that is DBZ, but dubbed over with Krillin, you know, saying stuff like, oh, I just need a four-wheel drive with extra wheels and all this stuff, like basically selling you cars. But I thought it was interesting that they got the license to DBZ to have like the dragon sell you a Ford Escape or something.
Oh, funny.
It's so weird. But anyway, I'll have to send that. But you guys can look it up. There were some DBZ Ford ads that were pretty interesting. So the world of Fairy Tale, I know it loosely. We'll get a little more deeper here. Essentially, this is a world filled with magic, and having recently begun my first ever D&D campaign and being the only wizard magic user in the thing, I guess there's two magic users in our troop, boy, I have a very different relationship with magic now in the way that I think about it and how I have to cast it and I miss all the time. But there's tons of magic in this world. Magic is something that it's not necessarily this higher calling, higher power, very rare thing. It's actually a very common thing that people seem to use in this world, this like Earth-like world, for like everyday life. And included with this magic, basically, if you use it, you're a wizard. And if you are a wizard, you probably are a member of a guild or would like to be. And essentially, it sounds like guilds, as far as I can tell, they exist as a guild would in any other sort of lore or story, to share knowledge with one another, to sort of, we have the same ideas on how magic should be used. So we are like, we're a guild that does fire stuff. We're a guild that focuses more on arcane or celestial magic or something like that.
I know I may not look like it, but I'm a wizard too.
Is that so?
Yeah, but I haven't joined a guild yet or anything. Oh, I should probably explain, huh? See, guilds are these organizations where wizards come together to share information and find work and things like that. Unfortunately, you aren't considered a full-fledged wizard until you become a member of a guild. But there are tons of them all over the world. I've heard it's really tough to get into the more popular ones in the guild. I want to join as the most popular one there is. Featured in Sorcerer Weekly. Oh, if I could actually convince them to let me in, I think I'd just about die.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I guess all this wizarding talk must sound like a bunch of gibberish to you, huh? But I'm telling you, I'm definitely going to join that guild someday.
And one of the main characters that we do follow through the adventure, which I got to be honest, feels like he really wasn't featured that much in the pilot, is Natsu. And his pet, is it a cat? It's cat-like.
Yeah, it's a flying cat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Happy.
Happy, which is pretty great. I understand that he's actually looking for someone he keeps calling Salamander, which in this world, is Salamander refers to people that use fire magic, correct? Is that what they mean?
Yeah, he's looking for, like, the overarching, I guess, story is 7 years ago, his dragon that trained him, because he was trained by a dragon, disappeared.
Yeah. And so,
that's kind of who he's looking for.
And you get, like, bits and pieces that dragons are these... I guess what I wanted to say was, like, I was thinking about dragons recently, which is really dumb to say out loud. And I think when lore and stories use dragons, like stuff with magic and fantasy, when they use dragons as a very rare and special thing, I think it's way cooler than a world that's just like, yeah, here's the 150 dragons, whatever. Like, when it's, okay, like, rare... And my exposure in this very first episode with dragons in the pilot, because there is one, and that was pretty cool, made it seem a very cool, powerful, like, awe-inspiring thing. And it seems like he's, like Brad said, trying to track down this dragon, Igneel. One of the other main characters that travels along with Natsu is Lucy, who she has celestial magic. Her magic is, like, all on these keys, right? She has these keys that activate, that she can call different... Are they like summons from Final Fantasy? Like they basically, the whatever she summons shows up and does something?
A little bit. They're just, they live on like another plane of existence. Like they have their own world and she has the key to unlock each one of these to come and help her in this world. Like they're not human. They're kind of spirits. But whoever owns the key, whoever possesses the key, they're usually there to protect and help that person.
Gotcha. And does Lucy have any other magical ability, or is that her ability, summoning these things?
That's
from
just
another
her
plane?
Ability. She's like just kind of lame like that, right? She's just a key collector.
Here we go. Celestial wizard. Whenever I use my gate keys, I get summon spirits from other worlds to help me. Listen up, Aquarius. I want you to use your power to push that ship back into the port. You're supposed to come from the spirit world to help, not to give me attitude.
It wouldn't make her any angrier, Lucy.
Let's get something straight. The next time you so much as think about dropping my key, you're dead.
It won't happen again.
But I actually love the idea of it calling it celestial magic. Again, like having weirdly fantasy magic use on a brain recently, like it's very different than just doing the standard thing, which is to call like, oh, there's three schools of magic. You've got your arcane, your frost stuff and your fire stuff, and maybe like some earth stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think it's a cool way to like, oh, there's these celestial bodies I can summon from another plane. And that's kind of neat. So those are the main three characters I know of Fairy Tail. Let's talk a little bit about, I guess, where the pilot starts you, because Brad, you said you felt pre-show we were chatting about it, you felt like it didn't describe really where the story goes.
Yeah, I don't know if it was on the last Toon Talk episode where I mentioned starting this show maybe the first five episodes, especially the pilot, I was like, this show is lame. It has every just trope that you would have from anime. Like, here's this guy. He's the main character. We have now a girl who's basically going to be like a sidekick,
yeah,
who is pretty badass, but not as cool as our main hero. But she's going to follow him along and be on this adventure because she's on a quest for something too. Mm-hmm. And then you add, like, throughout a handful of episodes, you add, you know, two to three more members. This is the gang that is now on the journey. This is every anime recently. Like, it's kind of just dumb in that sense. It's like, oh my gosh, another just long adventure of our group of five who are together for this, but for different reasons.
So when does Brock show up? Because we already got Misty.
Right, he shows up in the next episode. That's Gray.
Okay.
Who's a ice wizard. Nice. Who always takes his clothes off.
Is he the sexy guy? Is that his thing?
He's not really sexy. He just like has like a weird quirk that is explained later, like why he takes his clothes off, but he just like all of a sudden has his clothes off and people are like, "Why do you have your clothes off again?" And he like gets embarrassed. Like, he doesn't realize he takes them off. But then he's fine with it. And him and Natsu are kind of rivals, but kind of best friends at the same time.
Right. Interesting. which was what Brock was, right? Aside from the clothes thing, he was like, I got beat by Ash. I'm gonna go with Ash. Mm-hmm. And look, you can hate me all you want. Like, if you are an anime fan, like, I totally take the criticism. But I got a very Pokemon vibe from the very beginning of this. And it might be that the main character has a little cute pet that's coming along with him, kind of thing. But
sure, yeah.
I bucketed this very quickly into what I would call comedy anime, like anime for fun. Are there serious episodes as well? Because the pilot was very much like, well, okay, until we got to like the gang of dudes kidnapping young girls, that was sort of weird. But generally, there was lots of humor, lots of comedy in it.
Yeah, that first episode is... maybe that's why I didn't like it as much, because it's mostly like kind of wacky, like, oh, I'm this guy that's going, has magic, and I just make girls like me. And here's Natsu and Happy, who just like to eat a lot. And it's like, oh my god, that's another just anime thing where we have our character who just always wants to eat.
Yep. And there's always going to be one of those scenes where they're just scarfing food loudly while someone's trying to talk to them, but they're not paying attention. You're right, man. There were a lot of like anime tropey type things just in the first episode. I was like, all right, check. There it is. All right. Girl getting mad at a guy trying to hit on her. Check.
Yeah. So that episode felt just really goofy compared to where the story goes. Like, you do have to get past like five episodes of the show before you're like, all right, I kind of want to see where this is going now. Because, you meet Gray, you meet this other female character who's way stronger than Natsu and is kind of on his team called Urza. And she's about the same age as them, but she feels more like the boss. Like, everyone is afraid of her. She's kind of just this tough broad, but then she does, like, anime super sexy kind of things and swimsuits and stuff, too.
Yeah.
So their like overall mission or things they do throughout the series, especially season one, is they take jobs. Every guild has a job board. And so it's like just pieces of paper that like help wanted. You know, I have a gang of these people. I need some wizards to get rid of them and save our town. And it's like, all right, we'll take this job and we'll go there and do this.
Interesting. It's interesting that the wizards are like for hire in this world. Like, magic is so common that they're like, look, we just need you to do some magic stuff. Now, are the jobs, in your experience, you said you've seen about the first season, like, do they range from like, this is a super rare, scary job, or like, this is like a totally lame job?
Yeah, they ranged from basically, we need a magic wait staff for a day.
What?
To, hey, we have this possessed... basically, we need you to destroy the moon because it's turning our people into monsters. Like, so it's kind of ridiculous like that, but really, like, Natsu, Urza, Gray, and Lucy, whenever they take a mission, they basically cause more damage than what the reward is for this. So they are kind of this like super strong crew, but they're just like a wrecking ball on it.
That's so weird. Because in the very first episode, right, the pilot sets you up that you meet Natsu, and Natsu is this character that is very, you learn by the end of the episode that he's very powerful based on the situation he gets put in. In fact, it's not that he necessarily transforms into a dragon, but he's sort of, because he, as you mentioned, trained with the dragon, he has abilities like the ability to consume fire and not let it hurt him, and as well as expel it back out at his enemies. I also love that fire magic in this world seems to be among the most offensive as well as like powerful. It seems like fire is pretty important. Maybe that's just because like you need a dragon to kind of like teach you how to do any of that stuff.
Yeah, but there's different dragons. There's a steel dragon we meet kind of later that he's a dragon slayer as well, but he does like steel magic where he can like make his arms turn into like they kind of like stretch, but they're big steel beams, and he's just like pretty strong and like hard to beat kind of thing. But he has like basically like steel. He's like a steel dragon slayer. And then in season two, we just met this little girl, and she is like a healing dragon slayer, and healing magic has been kind of lost. It's like a lost magic. So there's almost no one that does it anymore. So they've recently met her, and they're like, oh my God, who is this little girl?
Wow. So there seems like there's a crazy variety of magic you can come across in this world.
Yeah. Like there's this one weird little, there's this egg-shaped guy that his magic is he paints pictures and they come to life and fight for him. He has paint magic.
That's kind of awesome, though. He gets to, like, he's a great, portrait painter, and he just can copy whatever you're doing and use your magic against you.
Mm-hmm. This other girl, she could just read books real fast. That's kind of her magic.
I mean, I kind of want that power. That's pretty great. I read books real slow.
So it's like, yeah, I agree. It's like you said, comedy. There's a good amount of humor to it that you're just kind of like, oh, this is fun. But it has like that bigger story where you're like, oh my gosh, they're kind of doomed here. How are they going to solve this problem? What is this magic? Because they can kind of use any sort of magic they want to kind of take you down a path where you're like, oh, well, I didn't even know, you know, paint magic was a thing, or healing magic, or what's this dark magic, stuff right. Like that. They can just kind of open this world up a lot, which is interesting. But now that I'm in season two, they've reintroduced like a bad guy, you know, kind of like Dragon Ball Z, where, you know, Freezer always dies, but then he comes back in another season or whatever, and they've introduced someone like that, and you're just like, oh man, again, this guy?
It sounds like, what was that show? Archer. I watch Archer. And there's this character that, like, died. His name is Barry. But he keeps coming back as, like, a cyborg or, like, a spirit. Or, like, he just, like, keeps every season, oh, who could this villain be? Those always feel a little bit weird. Not like it's a bad thing. You can reuse villains as much as you want. I just think it's kind of silly at that point. So, has your feeling changed then? Because we are on this quest to find basically this dragon that trained Natsu in this. Do you feel like it does that Adventure Time thing where some episodes push the story forward and then some other ones are just seriously just for fun? Or is it mostly pushing the story forward?
Yeah, there's a handful of there just kind of for fun, but it's usually always pushing the story forward. Him finding his dragon, I think you get that, or a little bit of that as like a line or a cutaway every like 30 episodes. Like, it is not really important when he meets another dragon slayer. They're like, oh yeah, my dragon disappeared 7 years ago. And he's like, wait, so did mine. Like, there's like this bigger meaning to it all, but okay. At the same time, it's like, that's, you almost forget that's a part of this story.
Yeah. And you were saying that the first like handful of episodes you maybe weren't really into as much. Do you feel like it grows on you or is better than you thought it was originally? Because every time you talk to me about it, you were like, I'm watching this anime, it's not good. But here you are, season two.
Right. That's like that first handful of episodes for 5 to 12. There's so much explaining, like who people are, what they do, the relationship, and a little bit of backstory. And you're just like, like, what are you guys going to do? Where's this going? You're setting me up so much. Just like, you're making me invest so much in these people here. I just want to see them fight and use some magic here. Like, I don't care about their training as a child.
Yeah. But I think that's what anime does. Like, because there's so much of it, like, you're kind of invested once you're there, man.
Exactly. It gets very hard to change. Now that I'm in season two and they reintroduced this bad guy, I haven't watched for a couple days. Just like, I kind of burnt out. And then I found out there was new episodes of Steven Universe, so I watched all of those. So
I'm kind of in the same boat where I recently resubbed to the WWE Network, and they have a second season of Camp WWE, and I'm like, oh, I got to watch those.
Yeah.
Can't get anywhere else. The anime we were speaking of earlier, by the way, I finally found it. I was doing a little bit of digging. It was Blood Lab.
Blood Lab, yeah.
And I also messed up because it's not in the sidebar, so I do need to fix that. I was like, none of these sound familiar. So
okay.
Anyway, so I guess, would you give a recommendation that Fairy Tail is a show worth watching? Because I gotta say, my personal take on the pilot, there's so many cutaways to either Lucy or the narrator saying, by the way, this is what guilds are, and by the way, this is what Fairy Tail is, and I do think that's helpful, but so much of it felt almost like a video game. Like, the storytelling felt like a video game where it was just like, I'm the narrator here poking in just to let you know that this is your quest, so you should keep up with it. Plus, plus in the pilot, Natsu seems incredibly incompetent until he's called upon to save Lucy, basically, because these creepy men, which shout out to anime for making the creepiest dudes who are like always kidnapping young girls. I don't know what it was about those like slimy looking dudes on that boat. But yeah. Natsu is like, he's like totally seasick. He gets sick on trains and stuff. And then suddenly, boom, dragon powers. Like, I can't tell how to take this guy seriously. But would you recommend people actually check the show out? Because honestly, it felt like it didn't quite hook me right off.
Yeah, on the Natsu thing, like, that's kind of his shtick, right? Like, he's kind of this child that has probably the most powerful person in the world, but he just doesn't know how to use it because he's kind of like a bumbling idiot, right?
Yeah.
As for recommendations, like, I think the anime One Piece is a way better version of this that does the same thing. That's like a group of people on a quest. They land on islands or land on places, help those people, but they're looking for this other thing in their greater quest.
Gotcha.
It's the same thing, and I think just One Piece is a better anime with more interesting characters. So, and One Piece is more popular, highly rated compared to Fairy Tail. But I had watched a lot of One Piece, and I don't know where I am in it. So I was like, I'm gonna give something new a try.
Yeah,
and so here I am with this.
Well, before you go to Japan, you need to get back into One Piece too, so you can spec out all the cosplay. Like, you got to.
Yeah,
know.
But I've watched like
enough.
Probably like 200 of those episodes.
Yeah. Okay.
So I gave up on that show because wherever Hulu was, I ran out of dubbed episodes, and I'm not an anime purist that has to watch it subtitled. So when I run out of dubbed episodes, that's all I watch.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I'm not going to go down this subtitle path unless I'm crazy addicted to this and I really want to watch it. But most of the time, there's so much other stuff to watch. It's really hard to just 1,000 episodes. Let's go.
Yeah, that's why I could just never commit, man. Even if it's an anime like we were mentioning, DBZ or even Pokemon. Like, there's quite a bit of Pokemon around. But it's like, mm-hmm. not only are there hundreds of episodes in a series, then there's like this version of the hundreds of episodes and this version, and you're like, I don't know, man, I can hardly watch a 10 episode series like at this point.
And most anime, I know it changes, but the general consensus is going to be it's the same thing, right? You've got 1,000 episodes of them just, they're going to get stronger and face harder bad guys. Mm-hmm. And at some point, maybe the story resolves or gets to where they need to go. But the general process of all this is just going to be them fighting over and over again, getting stronger. We learn a little bit more about the world each time. And that's it. That's the same thing with Pokemon. That's the same thing with Dragon Ball Z. So you know where it's going to go. If you watch 50, 100 episodes, you either keep going or you're like, okay, I'm good with this now.
And like, look, we know there are other anime out there. However,
yeah,
in a lot of the ones we've covered, this happens to be the theme. So it's kind of interesting. They're like anime is like the RPG genre of cartoons, kind of.
Yeah, it's not. And I'm not saying it's bad. It's just that's how it works. That's how a lot of like the serial cartoons even work. Like, look at Adventure Time, although we haven't watched or, you know, talked about it. Like, there's that story, and they really do just, they help new people, mm-hmm. and they fight different bad guys.
Yeah.
That's kind of what happens throughout. Same with Steven Universe. You just get little plot points where you, like, are more invested in the characters. Like, that's just what happens with a long-running series.
Mm-hmm. Well, so this is our kind of, like, little short, I guess, it's not really a review, but basically discussing Fairy Tail this week. Brad's into season 2, so it sounds like he's going to keep going. So we'll have to check in here and there every so often to
And like I said, Hulu only goes to end of season 2 with dubbed, so.
I know, I can't, I would have to, I usually put anime or something like that on the side, so I can't really, like, I need a dub. I can't have a sub. I can't focus on working on something and then do something else, so. Well, cool, man. Well, thanks for bringing the show here, because I saw recently one of your doodles or sketches you had posted on Instagram of, I think, one of the characters, of Natsu, or someone similar mm-hmm. to Natsu, and I was like, well, Brad must really like this thing. We should probably talk about it. So now I'm glad I got the full lowdown on kind of how you feel about Fairy Tail. Was there anything else about the series you wanted to add before we head out?
No, I think, yeah, give it a try. If you do start it, like, invest like at least an hour or two and watch a handful before you're like, yeah, this isn't for me.
Yeah. Pilot's like quick and kind of all over the place, so it doesn't really tell you a whole lot. So mm-hmm. definitely check out more.
There is a funny thing. I don't know if it did this in your episode they watched, but at the beginning of every episode, Natsu comes on and it's like, welcome back to Fairy Tail. Don't sit too close to the TV and make sure you turn your lights on when you're watching. It's like a PSA
for
at the beginning of every episode, which is kind of weird that, like, I didn't know, is watching TV in the dark bad for you?
What? Of course it is. Why would that not be? I mean, if you stare at it for long periods of time. And also, I think the age group that this is targeted towards is like teens, like teen boys. So maybe it's just something I wonder if it's a government thing. You know how we have like it's like advertising rules to children and stuff during children's programming and things. I wonder if they have something. They're like, look, we need to make sure these kids, these teenage boys aren't like getting square eyes staring at the TV.
Oh, right. And like watching in the dark with their basically TV or phones like right next to their face. Yeah, I don't know. Right.
Yeah, who knows? Well, we don't know anything about that, so let's get out of here. Brad, where can people find out more about you when you're not recording Toon Talk Weekly?
So you can follow me on Twitter. It's at brad, and then my blog is digitalhitchhiker.com.
Great. You guys go check them out over there. You can follow me on Twitter, at Jacob Williams. And, of course, we're Toon Talk Weekly all over the place, Twitter, Facebook, Google+, Instagram. You can find us at Toon Talk Weekly. ToonTalkWeekly@gmail.com is the email to send us any messages, anything you want us to know about Fairy Tail or stuff we can talk about on the next show. We'd love to hear from you. And, of course, ToonTalkWeekly.com, the main hub for the show, where we have any and all episodes up to this point. You guys can go to the back catalog and find anything. The cool thing about the show is that because it's not based on any sort of news, typically, it's pretty evergreen. Like, you guys can pick an mm-hmm. episode of find your favorite cartoon and hear what we have to say about it. And watch the episode along with us, too. So I think it's going to do over this week's episode. But, of course, we'll be back next week with another cartoon.
Take care.
About the show, visit ToonTalkWeekly.com or follow us on Twitter at ToonTalkWeekly.